St. Martin Pinarius Monastery. We are facing the impressive facade of the St. Martin Pinarius Monastery. It was founded in the 10th century in order to host a group of monks whose task was to watch over the apostles' relics. It is the second largest monastery in Spain after the Escorial, with more than 20,000 square meters of extension. Prosperous times started in 1494, when the monastery became dependent on the Valladolid Benedictine congregation. It owned properties and collected rents all over Galicia, and became the most important monastery in Compostela and one of the largest lodgings in the country during the Middle Ages, with the largest library in Galicia. The monastery was so wealthy that in the 18th century it used to give charity to nearly 800 poor people in the city. Men and women alternatively received money whether from the monastery or the archbishopric. At that time, the power of the Benedictine order was such that it became a competitor for the cathedral until it was eliminated in 1837. The present building has a Renaissance facade finished in 1738. The central niche holds the figure of San Benito, founder of the order, and above the coats of arms of Carlos I, we can see the equestrian statue of the titular saint, San Martin de Tours, tearing his cloak in two pieces to share it with a beggar. Nowadays, this monastic building hosts the major seminary, and it only opens its doors as a hostel in the summer, from July to September. However, certain collections might be visited around its 17th and 18th century cloisters, and two of the external rooms also serve as exhibiting spaces. The visit to the church includes the possibility to admire some of the best Spanish Baroque altarpieces and the old wooden choir stall that belonged to the cathedral.